For decades, it was almost impossible to hear a piece of music written by Florence Price. Price was a black female composer who died in 1953, and for a long time her story went largely untold. But as NPR culture correspondent Anastasia Tsiolkas reports, a group of New York City middle school students had the opportunity to write Florence Price's history.
The kids attend Special Music School, a public school in Manhattan that teaches high-level music instruction alongside academics. Shannon Potts is an English teacher there.
Our children are musicians. So whether or not we intentionally draw it together, they bring music into the classroom every day in the most delightful ways. So if you're talking about themes in poetry, immediately a child qualify it with the way that a theme repeats in music.
Potts's 6th, 7th, and 8th grade students were studying Florence Price, a composer born in Little Rock, Arkansas in 1887. She was the first black woman to have her music played by a major American orchestra. Despite Price's talent and drive, most classical music gatekeepers put her aside. As she herself wrote in a letter to famed conductor Serge Koussevitzky, "I have two handicaps, those of sex and race." She wasn't wrong. Recently, though, there's been a blossoming of interest. A recording of her symphonies by the Philadelphia Orchestra was just nominated for a Grammy. When the students began researching Price, however, they realized that although there were a few materials written about Price for grown-ups, there was nothing aimed at kids. Potts had an idea. She would have her students write and illustrate their own children's book about Florence Price and about how her music was rediscovered. As the kids' book begins,
"In 2009, a couple bought an old house outside of Chicago. In the attic, they found boxes filled with yellowed sheets of music. Every piece was written by the same woman, Florence Price. Who is Florence Price?" they wondered.
Florence's mind was filled with music, but she had a big question. She was a girl, and her skin was a different color than so many of the composers she knew about. Could she grow up to be a famous composer too?
Special Music School is a partnership between the New York City Board of Education and the Kaufman Music Center, which is run by Kate Sheeran. Sheeran was extremely enthusiastic about the students' work.
This beautiful book emerged that they wrote together, 45 of them together. I found out about it when they brought it down to my office, and I was just floored.
Sheeran was so impressed that she ordered a small, self-published print run of their work. She sent it around to various people in the classical music community, including Robert Thompson, the president of G. Schirmer, the company that publishes Florence Price's music.
I think it's one of the few moments in my job where I had to cancel the next meeting and I was just kind of filled with tears. It was just an incredibly beautiful moment.
Thompson agreed to publish the book. Rebecca Beato is a 14-year-old violinist from Queens. She was also one of the lead illustrators of Who is Florence Price, and she says Price has been a personal inspiration.
Her music has been out there performed by major orchestras, and she's a woman of color, which even now it's like difficult to get your music shown to the world.
Writing the book was a process of discovery, says Kobe Buckmeyer, a 13-year-old pianist from Brooklyn.
I didn't even know who she was before I started this. All the other famous composers are white men, like Mozart, Beethoven, Bach.
Hazel Peebles, a 13-year-old violist from Harlem, says you can hear Price's personal history in her music.
It really is beautiful. She worked in some of her history, some of her black background into the music. I really just love that and appreciate that.
What the students learned in creating this book goes far beyond music, Kate Sheeran says.
They're also seeing that they can have a voice in shaping who writes history and who tells stories, and that we don't have to just accept the way music is presented to us or the way music history is presented to us.
Shannon Potts says the very last lines of her students' book have already come true, thanks to their hard work and creativity.
Today, Florence's music can be heard all around the world, just like she dreamed of when she was young. If someone asks, who is Florence Price, you can tell them.
Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.